everyone. Welcome back to Mindset Motivated with your hosts, Zach and Robert. The podcast where we talk about all things mindset and motivation related. And this episode, we're going to be talking about attitude, right?
All mindset. Yeah, that attitude.
Mindset. Yeah. I like to say your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. Of course. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
So what are your feelings on that?
Man, attitude. Attitude is everything. There's, I think back, and this is something that, comes from some of my other knowledge. Serenity prayer, and you don't even have to be religious. The concept behind it. Accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I have no control over people, what they do, places, and things. I really don't. At the end of the day, I can't change them. I can't recreate them. An apple will always be an apple. I can't make it an orange, right? Mm-hmm. No matter what, these things are definite. But what I do have control over is my attitude and my perception and the way I choose to view these things and see these things. Problem or opportunity, obstacle or opportunity, chance or failure, right? Defeat or learning opportunity, part of the path or, a knockdown, right? So my attitude is such a gift. Two people can live the same life. One can be in complete misery and the other one can be in complete glory in the exact same place. And I'll tell you a little bit, I'm going to be open about my journey.
Right? All right. I'm excited about this, man. He's getting open, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, I'm starting off Return of the Dragon and I got nothing. I lost a business and I went through a lot of stuff. I lost everything.
Yep.
And I start this gym and in this gym, I have no car because of more dumb decisions that I've made. So, and I have I have nothing. So these shoes I have, I only got enough money. I buy dress shoes because I want to look like a businessman. Well, I got no way to work. So I walk every day from Lakeside Park all the way to Gulf Street. Every morning, right? Take my dogs for a walk.
That's one heck of a walk.
That's a long walk. But yeah. On the way, I stop in. I get a meeting on the way. And I'm walking one day. And my shoes at this point are now, my dress shoes look terrible. They're leather. The holes are wearing in them. I'm walking up the street. It's cold. It starts raining. I'm like, oh my God. I'm still half an hour away from the gym. And I'm just in misery. Just self-pity. Just coming out. The worst attitude I could have ever had. And I'm just saying, oh, I hate this. My life sucks. What's the point? And as I'm walking, I see a young gentleman, maybe a year or two younger than me, sitting at the bus stop in a wheelchair. He's about 300 pounds and he's got some serious disabilities. He's watching me power walk to my job and I'm looking all fit and, motivated and healthy. And I could see in this guy's eyes, like, look at this asshole walking on his beautiful legs, just strolling along. And then I started thinking, I'm feeling self-pity. I am walking on my two healthy legs and my healthy body to go see people that are going to pay me to hear what I have to say and teach them in my own business. That mats on the floor, mirrors on the, like, what the hell is wrong with me? This poor guy didn't make any bad decisions in the direction that I did to end up where he is. And he is envious of my position. And that day changed my paradigm about my entire situation. It was an eye opener. I walked to work. I skipped to work that day with a smile on my face. When I got there, I basically kissed the ground. I still walk in days and remember that when it's raining or whatever. I don't walk anymore. I drive now. I got tons of shoes. You know what I mean? Like life is good. But at that point, my attitude was shifted. I saw this young man and I would almost kiss him and thank him for showing me that day. All of a sudden it was beautiful. Life was just gorgeous. And I felt like an asshole for feeling that way. You know what I mean?
Well, there's something that you said in that story, which I think is very important to point out. And that is when you're thinking about your attitude, you can look at that situation in two ways. Mm-hmm. You could look at it in a mindset of scarcity or a mindset of abundance, right?
Right.
The mindset of scarcity in that situation would have been things could be worse, mm-hmm. right? Sure, they could be worse. But by saying those things, you're already inviting
the worst, right? Yeah, you're right.
So think about it a different way, right?
That's where my mind went. Gratitude.
Gratitude.
Holy shit.
There gratitude. We go.
So,
gratitude.
So this is, okay, this is where it all comes to. If you can live with an attitude of gratitude, you ever hear that before? An attitude of gratitude will invite, it will actually, it will ignite that law of attraction. So gratitude invites more gratitude. The things I'm grateful for will become way more apparent. They'll pop out to me. I'll start seeing them. Like just like in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Now, if something that somebody does, it you know, is annoying me and I don't say anything and I keep looking at it and then I start saying, man, they do this. The more I tell people or think about it or bring it up, those things will stick right out to me and they'll become more and more apparent till eventually they're just like right in my face.
Yeah.
But then if I take that same person, I say, what do I love about this person?
Yeah.
And I start looking at what I love about that person. All those things that I can't stand will shrink. And all those things that I love about that person will become there and great, more apparent. I've actually had to consciously do this with people in my life that I still have in my life, things that I could found unbearably painful about these people. But there's a reason they're in my life. So to the point where I couldn't even be in the same room with these people that, you know, because they just drive me nuts. And then I started to say, you know what? What do I love about these people?
Yeah.
You know, whether it's a kid, you know, young men at my gym that, you know, remind me too much of myself or whatever. I remind myself, what do I love about these? And then when I start to focus on those things, my attitude, right? All of a sudden they pop out and I become grateful for them again.
Yeah.
Right. That attitude of gratitude is the most powerful thing you can ever develop, because then you don't need money. You don't need, you know, status. You don't need, your gratitude gives more gratitude.
Yeah. Now shifting from the concept of gratitude to just the concept of having a positive attitude,
right,
and what it could do to affect your future relationships and your business and what's meant to be there. There's this quote that I love saying. I'm not exactly sure who says it, but it is, don't downgrade your dreams to fit your reality. Upgrade your conviction to match your destiny.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
It's not saying, this is what I've got dealt. I guess that's what it is. I'll just deal with it. Mm-hmm. Instead, you're changing how you believe about what can be brought by the future, what the future can bring.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It goes in line with exactly those other leading up episodes. Pretty cool the way that all works out, right?
Yeah. It's there's so much here about a mindset of abundance rather than mindset of scarcity. I talk about that so often. I mention it all the time.
Yeah. Now I want to talk about one thing like that helped me specifically. Somebody gave me a thing and they said, I was going through a tough time. They said, you know what, man, write a gratitude list. And come on, man.
Yeah.
I write some things, not a thankful list, not things you're thankful for. Gratitude list. Things I'm grateful for. Am I grateful for my health? What am I doing that's conducive with those? What actions am I doing?
So did you do it?
Yes, I did.
And so how did that change your mind?
Listen. I wrote this out every night, okay? And I started writing out this gratitude list. And eventually, I started feeling this gratitude and the list got bigger and bigger. Now, after, say, 3 weeks of doing this, I have the gratitude list in my office back here. I didn't even have to write the list. My brain was already wired to being grateful. I woke up grateful. I open my eyes. I'm like, what a beautiful day. I feel my king size bed. I get out of bed. I'm like, my feet, my legs. Like, man, I'm so lucky. I'm so healthy. I walk downstairs. I see my beautiful dogs. The sun shining through. I smell that coffee. And I'm so grateful. Why? I program my mind that way.
Yeah.
Through writing a gratitude list every day. Just hardwiring it. And just looking at those beautiful things in our life. And they just pop out. You'll program your mind to have a great attitude.
Well said. Guys, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to Mindset Motivated with Zach and Robert. If you've got any questions or comments or ideas, just fire them over. We'd be happy to address them, talk about them, ramble, rant, muse, whatever it is. But until next time, stay frosty.